California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed an agreement with 5 Indian tribes, allowing unlimited slot machines in their tribal casinos. In exchange, the Indians have agreed to cut the state in for a share of their gambling profits. Other California tribes are holding out for a more favorable deal, and California horse tracks, racing tracks, are hoping to get their own slot machines. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
A good slot machine can take your money again and again and still keep you coming back for more. Buddy Frank is vice president of slot operations at the Viejas Indian Casino east of San Diego. He says win or lose, most slots players leave the casino feeling as if they've gotten their money's worth.
If they're not winning money, they want some entertainment or some thrill. If you're going to invest $20, you don't want to just whoosh, $20 and it's gone. You want to get some feedback. And the new machines provide that.
There's no shortage of feedback on the casino floor at Viejas. 2,000 slot machines attack the senses with sights, sounds, and the touch of possibility. Frank points out some of the machines that still bear a family resemblance to the original one-armed bandits.
These are basically modeled on the same design that's been around the United States since the early 1900s, a three-reel slot machine dispensing coins.
In modern machines, slots for coins have given way to bill acceptors and electronic card readers. Spinning reels have been replaced by computer chips that generate random numbers. And new technology has changed the look and feel of games with plasma video screens and improved sound quality. Creators have dressed up some of the games with television themes like Wheel of Fortune, The Twilight Zone, and the Beverly Hillbillies.
That one's called Bubbling Crude, and you can see they take the sound of oil bubbling up the oil well, and you win bonuses, a variety of amount. And nice thing about games, keep you playing. They not only show what you won, but what you could have won.
In fact, showing players what they could have won is a powerful tool to keep them playing. The Wheel of Fortune prize wheel, for example, is programmed to land frequently close to, but not on, the $1,000 jackpot. Dave Schwartz, who coordinates the Gaming Studies Research Center at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says even in the earliest slot machines, it was easy to score 2 cherries, but not 3 in a row.
And that was pretty early and very crude kind of psychology, but they started doing that probably about 100 years ago. Technology has gotten a lot more sophisticated, but the basic premise hasn't, which is basically keep people coming back.
Over time, a casino will keep between 5 and 10 cents out of every dollar gambled in a slot machine. How it pays out the rest in winnings is one of the secrets to success. By networking machines across the country, casinos today can offer multi-million dollar jackpots. But they've also grown more sophisticated at dribbling out small prizes to keep the players interested. Slot machines are by far the most popular casino games, and their growth has fueled a global gambling boom. Gaming analyst Marvin Rothman of Rothman Miller Associates says there is a downside to that for the minority of people who are compulsive gamblers.
When you're starting to talk about millions of visits, you even take a small percentage, you're talking about a substantial number of people who really ruin their lives because they can't stop.
Governor Schwarzenegger's predecessors tried to keep a lid on slot machines in California, but with the state still struggling to balance its budget, the prospect of more than $1 billion in gambling proceeds proved irresistible. If other tribes follow suit and all caps are lifted, experts say California's 55,000 slot machines could multiply sixfold. With some younger players catching the poker craze, the machine's most loyal following remain seniors. On a recent afternoon, Betty Connolly spent about 4 hours at the Viejas Casino pumping her money into a machine called Little Green Men.
It takes you out of space and you hit something and you get so many nickels. And I like going in outer space and hitting that little thing. I like to win. But if I don't, I don't get all upset. Yep, we'll be back.
And the next time she visits the Viejas Casino, Connolly may have even more slot machines to choose from. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.